For God Himself has shown that it's not possible for us to be saved solely by ourselves. And this He demonstrated from the start. For neither then could people be saved by themselves, but it required appreciating the beauty of the heaven, the extent of the earth, and everything else in creation, if they might be guided to the great Creator of all works. And He did this, repressing in advance the self-conceit that was later to arise. Just as a teacher tells his student to follow him wherever he might lead, observes him jumping ahead, trying to learn everything on his own, lets him stray, and when proving him incapable of acquiring knowledge, finally introduces what he has to teach. So God also instructed at the start to trace him through the concept creation gives, but since they wouldn't, He, after proving through trials that they can't take care of themselves, guides them back to Him in another way. He provided the world as a study tool, but the philosophers didn't learn from these things, weren't willing to obey Him, or to approach Him through the way He commanded. He introduces another route more evident than the former, one that could convince that man is not self-sufficient. For then, complex reasoning and worldly wisdom might be used on the part of those whom He was guiding through creation. But now, unless a man becomes a fool, that is, unless he dismisses all reasoning and wisdom, and surrenders himself to the faith, it's impossible to be saved. You see that besides simplifying the way, he has thereby eradicated a serious ailment, namely forbidding boasting and arrogance. So no one could boast. Indeed, sin stems from the fact that people insist on being wiser than God's laws, not willing to gain knowledge the way He had indicated. And thus, they didn't gain it at all. It was the same from the start. He told Adam, "Do this and don't do that." Adam, as if thinking to figure out something more, disobeyed, and even lost what he had. He told those that followed, "Don't settle on the created, but through it contemplate the Creator." They, presumably thinking they had devised something wiser than what had been commanded, launched several convoluted theories. Hence they continually conflicted with themselves and each other, and neither found God nor had any precise knowledge about creation, nor had any appropriate and accurate opinion about it. Therefore, again, decisively lowering their conceit, he admitted the uneducated first, showing that all people need wisdom from above. And not only in the matter of knowledge, but also in all other concerns, he constituted both people and all other creatures to be greatly dependent on him. So they might also have this as a strong motive for submission and attachment, lest turning away they should perish. For this reason, he didn't allow them to be self-sufficient. For even now, many, despite their neediness, despise him. If that weren't the case, where would they not have gone astray in their arrogance? So, he prevented them from boasting, not out of resentment, but to steer them away from the ensuing destruction.